in an age of darkness.
May God have mercy upon your souls.
Something's wrong. Something's amiss.
And a time of evil.
You shall die!
When the world needed a hero.
The swallow our souls!
And about to die!
What it got was him.
Groovy.
You know your shoelace is untied.
He's a 20th century guy.
For that arrogance, I shall see you dead.
Trapped in the Middle Ages.
All right, you primitive screwheads, listen up. This is my boomstick.
Now, let's talk about how I get back home.
Foretold by a mystical book.
Within its pages are passages that can send you back to your time.
Forewarned by a wise man.
You must recite the words. Clatu, Berata, Nictu.
I got it.
Fulfilled by a wise guy.
Clatu, Berata, Nictu.
When the army spoke the words, the army of the dead awoke.
Hi everyone, this is Kelly Cassian.
And I'm Bill.
And today we have a continuation of our review in the movie Evil Dead series.
Yes.
So today we're going to review Evil Dead number 3 called...
Army of Darkness.
Yes, that's right.
Yes,
so
it's from 1992. It has a 7.5 rating, another high one. All three films have high ratings.
Wow.
And it's, again, directed by Sam Raimi. And it stars, of course, Bruce Campbell, as well as M. Beth Davids, Marcus Gilbert, and Ian Abercrombie. So, the synopsis on IMDb states, a sardonic hardware store clerk, sardonic, whatever that means, is accidentally transported to 1300 AD, where he must retrieve the Necronomicon and battle an army of the dead so he can return home. Yeah.
Wow.
So this is part 3 and the final part of the trilogy. And in this one, he takes Sam Raimi even goes more of the comic route. This one's like barely even horror, but I guess there's horror elements, there's demons and stuff, but this one you can pretty much watch with your family. It's very family friendly, this one. And again, the budget is probably even bigger in this one. I'm not sure what the budget is, but
cost $11 million to make.
$11 million, there you go. I'm not sure how much part 2 cost, but it's $11 million for Army of Darkness. So in at the end of part 2, he gets sent back in time with the Deadites, as the final passages were said, to bring them back to where they came. And he got sucked in through the portal, and he ends up back 700 years ago to the medieval times. And at the end of part 2, he actually, it was a little bit different. He was like named king as soon as he killed one of the Deadites. But in this is when he starts as a slave, and he shows them through his chainsaw hand and his gun that he's possesses powers, but it's not power, just modern weapons. And he used it to kill some the Deadites, and he basically proves to them that like he's someone to be respected. So he makes a deal with them to, he needs to get back home. So he makes a deal with them, and they know that there's a passage in the Book of the Dead, that can bring him back home. So he has to go out, retrieve the book in order to get back home. So, but he, because he's a dumbass, he doesn't pay attention to the words, and he says the wrong words, so it unleashes the demons onto the people, and so now he even though they still have the passage to get back home, now he kind of feels bad that all these people are now in peril because the Deadites are on them, so he has to help them fight off the evil army. All right, so that's basically what the film's about. So, what are your thoughts?
I enjoy this movie more than the first and the second.
Oh, yeah?
Since this one, again, Campbell have way better performance.
Campbell does. His personality... compare this one to the first one. What makes this film good, I think, is his performance. His personality is so good in this one. It's fun.
Yeah, he's being a comedian, mm-hmm. like a comedy and a horror type, you know, like a Marvel supervillain and hero.
He's really, really confident, and yeah.
In this one. And I think to compare the first one that looked like so unrealistic and was not as funny and everybody don't have no personality over there, the second, the third take a lead, better lead of... You know, dragging the Evil Dead movies for a better direction. What should be done in the first one as a comedy, silly horror movies, you know? So I do, like I mentioned, Campbell was not a good actor in the first, and the second was okay. This one, he did great. That he take the lead of the Evil Dead movies. Like, he's the leader. So that's why I do like it. But still... Lots of flaws in this movie in the terms of they exaggerate every time in some scenes in the cemetery. Son of makeup was not very well, very exaggerated this time for a little bit more realistic, but still a little bit overdone. Son of the silliness of the jumping, like a swimming, professional swimming, jumping into the water and stuff like that. Like I said, it's too... make believe and stuff, but I still enjoy.
I think there are some scenes that are a little bit too silly, like the Gulliver's travel scene where the almost like a Three Stooges slash Gulliver's travels when there's like a little mini me's of him are fighting him off and they pin him down with the ropes. Like, yeah, it's kind of fun, but it kind of like makes you take it a little less seriously, which I guess this film is not to be taken seriously at all. It's probably part one was horror, part two is like horror comedy. This one's like comedy horror. It's like comedy first, and horror is the secondary thing in it. I do like the, like there are some funny gigs with the books and how he, of course, he's gonna forget the lines and they tell him he's so cocky. And he's so different compared to the other ones, but he's so cocky in there, and they're telling him, please make sure you remember the words. They go, yeah, whatever, I got it. and he gets there, and he goes, what's the words again? So then, of course, he says the wrong words, and that's kind of funny, but... yeah, I've always liked this film. A lot of people don't like this film, because they think it's too silly, and too much of a departure. But I think what makes it is Bruce Campbell's so good in this. This is his coming out party. Like this film is, this is why people I think love, Bruce Campbell, because of this movie, and his personality. He acts like a superhero almost, you know. He's like
an action star.
Yeah. And it's hard to believe it's the same character from part one. He's so shy and doesn't do much in part one, which. Then again, I still like part one better. I just this one, what sells it for me, what makes me like it is him. If you replaced him, like in part one, if you replaced him with another actor, it might not have changed much. In this, if you replaced him with another actor, I probably would have not liked the movie at all. You know, because he was so good in it that you can't replace him. He was like, his personality was so good. So yeah, I've seen the other versions. I think I do like the darker ending. More, I know you haven't seen it, but there's a darker ending where he goes in actually the wrong time, and he's stuck there, so he's stuck in the wrong, and he has no way of getting back. So it was kind of a dark ending, but the theatrical version is the one that most people have seen, with the S-Mart, and it's a fun ending. I guess it does fit more with the film. But yeah,
I think I before like this movie, the Campbell, he did in 1977, It's Murder. I guess he played a cop on the bicycle.
I think those are like short films.
Yeah, again, but still, like it's
the same director. I think those were just, and Within the Woods is a short film, like Evil Dead.
No, I know, but he has an experience of a little bit of acting.
A little bit.
To the point that when he did in 1981, that he take the principal role of the Evil Dead, right? So he was like basically the main character in the movie. But I mean, he has some kind of like, even if it was small little participate in the movie, but he did, you know, have some intruder. I'm surprised because I guess I was never a fan of Evil Dead movies or a fan of him. I never noticed him in other movies, but looking back and see what he did, like I can see that he did lots of movies that I did watch but have a small participation and I did not pay attention at all. Even Spider-Man, I don't remember to see him in Spider-Man.
This is the kind of performance that you could, you, it makes you want to see his other movies. Don't you think?
No.
So you,
I still don't care less, to be honest.
Oh, me, to me, he does it's, so. He's so memorable in this that you want to see him other stuff.
Is not memorable as a good actor that no, I but, do no, want to see fun, other movies.
But a fun actor, like a guy with a good personality, a good presence on screen.
No, I would pass. I'm sorry, but I would pass on that one.
You just said he was good in this.
No, and this because I've been very. Mm-hmm. Like low rate of movies that I'm not a fan of Evil Dead at all. Like, I'm sorry, I don't get it. It's like too silly and too bad acting, too silly story, and that I don't like it. It's like I'm not impressed at all. And I know I'm looking for the second time. It's a little better because I guess you whining all the time in my ears and make me be more, you have to change your opinion.
No,
it's like
I
mind manipulation, basically.
I think, but this part, like I find part one I always love. Part two, sometimes I don't like it that much. Sometimes I'm in the mood and I really like it. And this one, so sometimes I'm really in the mood, sometimes I'm not. Like today, I found I liked this a little bit more than I have in the past. Part two was my favorite viewing, I think. This time around,
I don't like horror and comedy. I mean, when I pick a horror movie, I'm watching a horror movie to terrify me, scare me off, and give me that.
You weren't to terrify by Army of Darkness?
No. So, I mean, if I want a comedy, I pick a comedy that makes my ass laugh off.
Well, this is because you, please. If you've seen part one and two, it's like continuation. It's not, but
I just see one, two, three because we do. You know, those review stuff, and I want for us to compare, and since we have different opinions, so it's interesting to put up there, and you know, but I mean, it's not my type of comedy and horror together. I want to be terrified, and again, I'm gonna mention, I never saw the remake Evil Dead, but I have the impression that it's more focused in the horror than in comedy.
We'll talk about that when we get to it.
Yeah, but I mean, it's more focused in something, and that's what I'm looking for.
Part one was too, that's why I like it the best.
But if I have to judge just this movie and the performance, how Campbell being developed the first, the second, the third, I have to give that he did a better performance the second and the third. The first one, no. The first one, everything went wrong over there. Like, you know, everything. Acting, makeup, the filming type of keep changing cabins, the over extreme things gushing out of the evil the people's body and stuff, like it was too much, like, you know. And they tried some comedy that was not making laugh at all, like that girl that don't make me laugh at all, it was silly as hell, and I was like, okay. So I mean, and the story was not matching the beginning to the end to the middle.
We've already talked an hour on Evil Dead, let's talk about this one.
I'm just saying this one at least, again, the beginning did not any continuation, basically, what was left in the second. In the second, he dropped...
It was close enough, though.
No, he dropped in that time, place, as a hero. Then they change as a villain.
Because once they wrote the script for part three, they probably realized, okay, let's just change the beginning, because it doesn't really fit our script the way... the ending did of part two.
That would be fine too, because his intention is to try to find a way to get in, because they only put that small little part where he was a villain and after he turned to be a hero again. So they could keep that as he's the goodness, come save us. And all he want to do is his selfish ways to find a book. You know?
Yeah, but I think that's part of it. Why we like his characters with him. He's a kind of a jerk, and he's kind of dumb, but he's smart, but he's does stupid things. He's a jerk, but he's a nice guy. He's like, he's like.
And they mix like Gulliver's story in this movie.
I was talking about that, yeah.
Like, you know, they keep mixing pieces of different type of movies.
Do you like the aspect of the S-Mart store?
That one too. If they focus in the year where they make the first Evil Dead, because this is a continuation, so he's still in that year.
Yeah.
Basically, that Kmart, the way he dressed and everything, don't look in that year at all.
Why not?
Don't match that year.
Why not? Just because they're in the cabin.
The way they are dressed.
Could have been a recent time.
But the way they are dressed, the way they come to that cabin, the way they are
I guess S-Mart had to have.
Look like modern way.
I guess,
don't you think it was modern way? He's in that store, the way that people that was dressed and everything.
Well, I guess it was afterwards, after it all happened, right?
No, he was saying the beginning before.
Yeah, he was still like working there though, obviously, because he was telling the story while he was there. So it was after it happened too. So he was working before and after, I guess.
Yeah, but they don't show that girl he kissed in the beginning too. In the cabin.
That was supposed to be Linda, and she was she was working there.
Yeah, what the hell is going on in the story? Don't she's dead already?
Well, I guess that was from before.
It's like everything this movie.
No, that was from before, and then afterwards it was the new girl.
What's new girl? It's the same girl.
No, he was kissing another girl after.
That's the same Linda he's still called.
No, the Linda was there.
How many Linda he has?
Bridget Fonda played they played the Linda in this at the beginning, and then that other girl at the end.
The same short haircut and everything. How many Linda he likes? All girls he dates is Linda, because
Linda kept changing.
And the movie one was one type of girl Linda, and then the movie two another type of girl Linda, and number three another type of girl Linda.
So Evil Dead now your favorite franchise?
Huh? This one?
So Evil Dead the series is now your favorite series?
No. Sorry. You still don't convince me that this is a good movie.
So what would you rate part three?
Part three, I'll give 7.
Seven?
It just have more comedy. If they went through that, all that comedy, have more things happening, and it was different environment, it was a good idea to say that he was trapped in some other thing, but still lots of things. Oh, I have to mention Sheila in this movie.
Yeah.
The performer was terrible. She played dumb, offer, throwing him tough in the beginning. Right. I don't like you, and then I want you, and then being rejected by him. She had no personality. Like, she was not memorable in this movie at all. I saw her other movies. I do like her acting in different movies. This one, she didn't make
it. I don't remember
no
other stuff.
No, I did. I have some another drama movie. Mm. But this one, like...
I would probably rate this... Maybe 7.5. So our range are pretty close.
What do you mean 7.5?
For this one.
You rate that.
Yeah. So our ratings for this are pretty close.
7.5.
Yeah. Like part one I rated 9.5. Part two I rated 8.5. This one I rated 7.5. And it changed because before I would have said the last time I watched it, I would have said that part three was my second favorite. But now part two, I like better. But part three is good, too. It's enjoyable, just a little too silly, a little too much of the comedy for me. But Ash completely sells it for me. It's a fun story. I still enjoy it. Like, I'm debating whether, like, 7.5 or 8, but probably closer to a 7.5 for me.
Okay. So, anyway, since we talk about that, Sheila, and you cut me off.
Yeah.
She did some movie, like I said, I saw her in another movie, and I want to mention. She did Bicentennial movie.
Yeah,
she was the wife, right?
Bicentennial.
Yeah.
And Robin Williams. Europa Report, yeah, she was one of the captains. Yeah, I remember her from that.
Yeah, so Matilda, I saw all those movies.
And I remember her, yeah.
You know, and Amazing Spider-Man, The Amazing Spider-Man, and Paranoia. So basically she did, you know, lots of movie that I see, and like I said, in the other movie, she did a good job. But this one, she don't have no personality in this one as much.
I don't mind her. I thought she played the role pretty
good. It's like she, even in the 13 Ghosts, she was the woman. Remember that came over there pretend that she gonna 13 Ghosts?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I remember her, yeah.
Was the haunted, ghost haunted? Yeah, I remember that. Yeah, so anyways, I think... And this one, she's just hanging around. Like, they give her a few lines and hanging around, trying to have that romantic that was not there.
That's what I'm saying. He sold the film. Like, he was by far the most memorable actor and performance of the film.
And what's going on? They put it... The movie, hair was big boobs. She don't have big boobs. Why they increase in that picture big boobs? It's just a picture.
Yeah,
it'll it's not even hair.
Same with the original poster and everything. It's not the only the right girl. But I also like the wise man character too. I thought he was good too. The guy that I remember him from Seinfeld as well.
Yeah, I guess in the poster they just put it like animation. Mm-hmm. It's not even them.
And no.
Because you can see it's not
even
them.
He looked like a bit.
Not much. Look, he looked too young here. Mm-hmm. And smaller face too. Mm-hmm. He have big face. But anyways.
I think he's a cool character in this. And
this movie went to Brazil. Never watched. And, never saw it.
Because you were too young.
Huh? Yeah.
It came out in 82.
Yeah, probably. I don't think
we
have lots of Brazilian that
I didn't see it in theaters when I came out.
No?
No. I didn't see it until it came out on video.
To be honest, in Brazil, the movies that go to theater is a big budget movie. We don't have that many selection of small little low budget movie going to theater.
I think it depends on the theater in Brazil. There's probably some theaters that get more diverse movies and some.
But I think they want to buy a movie that's going to sell it. People going to say, oh, yeah, well, I know those famous people. He's not famous in Brazil.
You would think Evil Dead's a famous series. People would want to watch it.
In Brazil, it's not. We not. I think that people in Brazil in the theater only buy a big budget movie where have famous actors, but know that the audience gonna wanna go to see those actors in the movie. I know it's wrong, should not be like that. Give opportunity for every single movie up there. But I mean, that's what they do, because I don't remember walking in the theater and see, I always see the big, and they put the bigger poster of the movie and the actor. Yeah. So you pay attention to that actor and like, oh, I wanna see. So, I mean, it's like selling, basically, not just the movie.
It's the way it is here, too. It's the way it is here, too. But I've never really, to me, I've never really cared about the actors in it. It's like a very few. I remember there was a time when I watched, like, every Jim Carrey film, but, like, maybe Al Pacino, Robert De Niro. But it's very rare that I even care.
But I think these actors and some acting low-budget movies that never go beyond that, to do a big budget movies. I think the only people that know them and who is really like dedicate them their life for horror movies.
To me, watching his performance in this makes me wonder why he didn't become a big star.
Do you want me to answer?
Yes. Why?
Why don't become a big star?
Why didn't he become a big star? Like, he is a big cult star, yes. Okay.
Do you see any big star that just did horror movies?
He didn't just do horror movies.
Just answer me. But, like, you can see they are really good actors that just did horror movies. Well,
lots of big stars did horror movies when they were younger.
But that's what I mean. They don't stay stuck in just a horror. They show their talent in other type of movies. And from over there, they grow.
I think if someone at that age gave him the opportunity to be like an action star or something, I think he would have done great in it.
I don't think he wanted to dedicate that for that.
Well, if they gave him a big enough paycheck, they would have done it.
I know, but I think that maybe that was not his thing.
But
maybe he doesn't want to act
or
something.
I think at least this film shows you why he's popular among horror
fans. He could take that opportunity from that movie to become a great famous actor. Mm-hmm. But that's the question. Can he act something else and be a spotlight like the others?
I don't know if he's diverse, but I think he'd be a good like action star or a superhero or something like that. Some kind of something like that. I think he would be great in it.
Yeah, sometimes people just you know, I don't know. I don't know about his life, but I think that answering the question of most famous actor did horror to become famous, they do different.
But if you ask horror fans, they'll go, yeah, he's already a big star for us.
I was a horror fan, but I never know about him.
He, like, you'd get a big giant convention, and he would be the headliner. That's how popular he is.
I bet. Yeah. Because that boy from Pet Sematary, he was a child, and he still became
famous. But they didn't say, oh, he's coming. Like, he's one of many stars that were there. But he'd be the guy that made you buy tickets to go to the convention. That's how big he is and among horror fans.
You know what I think? I think those actors that did this movie, and even if you don't become famous later, it's just that movie you got, you're famous only for this movie. Because he's famous only for these movies. That's it. It's dead.
Well, he tells her stuff.
It is. That's what it is. There's no other movie that he's famous for. Let's be honest. But I'm saying, they are so freaking lucky, those actors, unknown actors, that did some low-budget movie, that have a fan that is very appreciate.
And I think that only happens in maybe in horror films and maybe like sci-fi. That a guy that did one movie, people love that movie so much that they can basically live off that forever, just going to conventions and.
But that's what I mean. It's because those type of horror fan appreciate that one movie that they did it, and thanks to those fans, fans, they still alive. They can be like 80, 90, 100 years old. And those fans keep them alive.
And paid.
And making money. Yeah. Make them make money. Because I'm sorry. I have to say, I'm not a type of fan that I'm going to stick in the line, I'm going to pay $50 for a picture.
Me either.
Sorry, I don't do that.
No, me either. But some people, they would only charge what fans are paying, would pay. And like I wouldn't pay, but there are fans that would pay whatever
I don't pay for any actors, to be honest.
I've never paid for
an autograph. Super
I've never paid for an autograph ever. Yeah. But
I get for free.
Obviously, they charge. And I like the old days. And like in the 90s, they never even charged. Now it's like once they realize, oh, wait, I can live off this for now. And so then it became a business. And
but thank God there's other defendant like a cheap like
yeah. us. Because to me, I go to convention. Why do I have to thin line to get him for him to fake smile at me and sign an autograph and say a few words like, oh, so what's your favorite movie?
What's your name?
So when I can just go to a panel that day at 3:00 where he's going to talk to the audience for free, you know?
And take a picture too.
So why not just, I don't need for him to pretend to be my friend. I know he doesn't care about me, whatever.
That's true. He don't give a shit about nobody.
Exactly. I'd rather go away, at least in my mind, thinking he's a nice guy, because I've seen him a nice guy and stuff, than meet him and maybe he's in a bad mood and I go, hey, he wasn't that nice to me.
Fake.
Yeah, and because I've done it before. Like they say, never meet your heroes because they might have a bad day that day, or you might realize they're a jerk.
They're assholes. Yeah. That's what it is.
So that's why they say never meet your heroes, because you don't want to ruin your perception of them. So I'd rather pretend he's a nice guy. Maybe he is a nice guy.
I've
heard he's a nice guy. I haven't heard like anything bad about him. So I believe he's a nice guy, but I don't need to meet him, whatever. I'm
you don't want
to
try.
Yeah.
Get it.
Because I remember my favorite hockey player was it still is, Wendell Clark, when I was a kid. And all I hear is nice guy. And he's a nice guy. But I went, when I was like 10, I went to get his autograph, and it was a huge line. And he was probably and it was like free. I didn't pay, we didn't pay for it. So, and they said only one autograph each. So I was in line. And then I came to him. I was like all nervous. I was 10. I go, Clark, you're my hero. So then he signs a paper that I know I wanted to sign like my stick. He signed a paper. I go, crap. I go. I was like the kid from a Christmas Story. No, stop. I go, can you sign my stick? And I swore I saw his eyes roll. I go, shit.
That's you, right?
Clark hates me. No, then he rewrote it.
Oh, so I know. You got it.
But still, I go, I pissed off Clark. And so I was like, I ruined my day. So that's what I mean. Like, and I have actually seen him before since, and he's always been nice. But just sometimes you meet somebody when they're in a bad mood or they're frustrated, and it kind of ruins their day. That's why it's important for them to remember that. To even if you're signing autographs, remember these people are paying. Even if they're not paying, they're your fans that love seeing your work.
They keep you alive.
Yeah. So even if you're in a bad mood, just at least pretend you're in a good mood for these people.
And but you know what? I believe that those small low budget movies, that those actors that don't go nowhere other than make 1, 2, 3 movies, that they are better personality, better appreciated fans, yeah. Right? Because if you take like Tom Cruise or Brad Pitt or whatever. He would sign if he wants.
Yeah, or like
He's not gonna be nice the whole time.
Sylvester Stallone was at a convention, and I heard he was charging like $500 for an autograph. I go, what? Yeah, I go, aren't you rich enough that you can't like just like give the fans who love you like
come here, pay to be here.
Like you can't just give him like a reasonable, at least a reasonable price. Like you have to like charge crazy amount just to get an autograph. Come on.
I think famous people should. Not charge. Because they don't work anymore, right? They go to this convention basically to make
him
money.
He's still working, so but he's like not like a rich actor. I'm sure he makes
I think
he's
using very well this image of Evil Dead movies to make
money.
He
definitely does. Yeah.
So, but I mean, I think like we say in those low budget movies, those people, those actors that's not very well for the whole world. Only for the horror fans.
Yeah.
We do, like, remember those conventions. You remember that lady from that movie? What's the name of the movie? You told me she was an actor. I don't even knew it. She was from any horror movie. That I went to the washroom, and when you come out, I was talking to her.
Oh, the one from Demons.
Yeah. So, I mean, some people are naturally nice and, you know, I don't know if she knew it. I don't even know her.
Yeah, she seemed appreciative of people coming up to her and remembering her work and stuff.
Yeah, but the way I was talking to her, I didn't know she was an actor, but she came chatting with me and we have something in common because we both live in Japan before. But she was nice, like trying to talk and whatever. Yeah. And if she was thinking I was her fan or no fan, she's still nice without the, you know, question it. Oh, you know my work, and you know. So I feel bad. I feel bad being those convention, and I have to ask every single the movie they did, and you are showing me the whole time in the phone. This one, because I'm sorry, low budget movie was not reachable for me.
Yeah.
Right in Brazil, I could not reach those movies to see it, and when you are the only one that watch. Horror in your family make it difficult to you even watch it when you have one TV in the house. So it's hard. So I mean, I think they have, some of them is very appreciate to the fans because the fan keep their image alive, and that's the way they're gonna keep making money. And I don't blame them to charge for autograph picture. I just don't do that. I never did for even a big famous. I have friends that have famous friends that's a singer, you know, and I never asked for autographs.
I have less problem with the actors that don't make movies anymore that are just trying to get a little bit of money from taking advantage of when they're younger and these movies. And the big stars that are still making millions today and they're charging so much money for autographs. Like, don't you make enough? At least give back to your fans. I can see the ones that aren't acting anymore. They might need some money, so whatever. I'm fine with that.
Yeah, everybody have to make some living. I just don't.
But just not for me.
I never pay for big actors, or I never gonna pay for slower. But I would pay to go see them. Like example, to those convention or theater or stuff like that. Yes. Because you see them performance, right? It's not just you get autograph. But trust me, I do wait in the line at Disney World to get signed by Mickey, Donald, with my kids. If they like it, let's go.
So
take a picture.
Are you ready for Evil Dead the musical?
I don't know.
It's actually fun. I'm not even sure if they even still have it in Toronto. But I think it is a Canadian production.
So how much you rate this movie, you said?
7.5.
Okay, I give 7. Since right. I gave number 2 7.5.
And that's pretty good since you gave like all zeros.
6.5.
Last time.
Yeah, so. I gave that. Like the first time when I saw this movie, there's nothing to do with really horror for me. Was like, that's a joke. Are you kidding me? But now, for the second time, I'm start like, okay, let's judge by what it is. Not compared to other great movies that, you know, scared me off for weeks. But right. Yeah, okay. I give 7.
So that's our review for Army of Darkness. We're going to be watching the remake next. So we'll give you our thoughts on that. Make sure you...
I can wait.
Make sure I feel good, like you've already seen it. make sure you subscribe to Horror Movie Review Maniacs and Movie Freaks Reviews. And we're also on Twitter and Instagram and this podcast.
And we have the blog that is Let's Get Personal, where we pick a subject every single week and we talk about and we argue about, because normally in those subjects that we pick, we have different, you know, opinions, yes. About it. So it's interesting.
All right. So we'll see you next time.
See you. Bye.